The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our 2013 VIP packages. Did I say the opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by...
No, I think you did good.
Close enough.
All right. Enhance your VIP-ness. Enjoy all of our bonus shows, including the video on demand feeds, plus the live video feed of our weekly show, and it's all now available for your mobile devices. Some packages also come with a DVD of our Reno show, which is great. Mm-hmm.
Great, great, great.
And our Gabe Strine animated series, the 2013 yearly subscriptions available now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click on the word bonus at the top left-hand side.
What's the word, Mike?
Bonus.
Yes, right. Please, bonus.
B-O-N-Us. That's at the top left-hand side of our homepage. That's the Mike O'Mara Show's 2013 VIP
Hold on,
package.
I'm unclear. What are you click?
Bonus.
Thank you.
Thank you. excuse me. Holiday time is fun time. And what's more fun than sharing a bowl of Christmas Wiggy pudding? Another holiday sensation from Kraft. Take dill pickles, slice them thin, and sprinkle with just a touch of Saigon cinnamon. Then leave the cinnamon pickles in the garage overnight. In the morning, mix the pickles with Kraft baby marshmallows, Monterey Jack cheese, and maraschino oranges. Add salt and pepper, brewer's yeast, beef tongue, and scallions, and heat in a 250-degree oven for 20 minutes. Remove from the oven, let cool, and serve over pumpernickel toast points. Another holiday favorite from Kraft. Pretty good, huh?
I'm beginning to think one of the key things is bringing
pretty good
up
for that. I did it like
it's
2 minutes.
Amazing.
For other brands like Saigon Cinnamon.
Saigon Cinnamon.
And yes. Toast Points.
Yeah, Toast Points.
Cross promotion.
I just can't wait to make cinnamon pickles in Mike's garage.
Let's talk.
We call them CPs.
This is going to be a tough one for me. We'll get to it in a second. Yeah. Before we do, let's talk mattresses, shall we?
Ooh. Yeah.
Do we have a new advertiser?
Oscar Santana has a problem with mattresses. Your lady wishes you to remove the mattresses from your home.
I think everybody's had this conversation once or twice.
You might be wrong about that.
Yeah. When you're starting a new relationship, some people like talking about the people they've had in past relationships, their sexual escapades. I'm a true believer that I don't like having these conversations. I don't know how many people you slept with. I don't know how many ZJs you gave out. I just know
ZJs?
That I want to believe that we, if you got to ask, you can't afford it. I believe that.
I hope you enjoy it. That's the only time I'll set him up this calendar year.
I believe that you just don't ask and you enjoy your relationship.
Don't ask.
It's a beer fest reference. You're not going to understand it. It's fine.
You know what? I'm not much into cinema.
Don't dismiss me when I can enjoy an educational moment.
Have you seen Beer Fest?
Beer Fest?
Yes.
The movie?
Yeah. Mike, you're a little too classy for that, so I'll answer for you. No, he is not.
Do you have your brother's little eraser board or whatever the hell that thing? Can you write down for me what the ZJ is exactly?
I can try if you'd like.
Not his first language, Mike.
Does it involve anything with the mouth?
I would say... It's more of a, you have to be into yoga probably to do it.
10 down, 10 to go. Dorothy Kilgallen.
I think already you've made a spelling error.
Oh, yeah, I have. Sorry.
Okay.
Back to the subject at hand. We'll talk about
that. Oh, damn it. I wanted to find out what
I can't even
ZJ
give you a good
is.
Answer. It's not even worth it. Most people
does it
even
involve
know.
Putting your own tongue in a place where your own tongue should never go?
No.
Does it involve putting the legs in back of the head?
No.
All right, go ahead.
No, though I do enjoy that type of entertainment.
That type of flexibility. Yeah. Well, the type of women that you traditionally go for.
Then you'll be needing another mattress.
With their own bucket.
At one point, hey. We all have our type of woman.
That's right.
I understand.
My woman likes cinnamon pickles.
So we were having a conversation because we had a problem with my mattress. And she mentioned to me, she said, you know, this mattress is pretty beat in. And I said...
Was it leaking?
No, it was saggy.
Oh, God.
And it's
so
been
gross.
Well documented that I bought a mattress on Craigslist at one point. So
you bought the mattress on Craigslist?
I bought a mattress on Craigslist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
used?
Man.
Don't do that.
Hey, man, when you're making $35,000 a year in major market radio.
I'm sorry. You know what? I you know what? That makes me that hurts.
Right?
You're right. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
I understand.
Right. We're not all Mike Pillow Top O'Mara.
Sleep Number.
So the price of
for
a,
free.
The price of a mattress.
Yes. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Blown away. Went to the mattress store.
Yes.
$5,000 $4,500.
Oh, and they'll start you at $800 or $900, and you'll be surprised how fast it gets to the cost of a car. They will talk you up
for a great one.
So when she started talking about this,
guess who went mattress shopping today?
The conversation
for a great one.
The conversation went to, you know, I really thought about this. How long have you had this mattress? And I said, a good amount of time. She said, so there's probably been a lot of women on this mattress. I said, I wouldn't say that. You know, why would you think about that?
You.
How long have you had these sheets? I would say for a good amount of time. She goes, well, if we're going to get a new mattress, probably should get some new sheets, maybe a new duvet cover.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I ended up seeing where she was coming from, because as a guy, you wouldn't want that either, right?
Yeah, as a guy, you don't want to use the word duvet cover.
And it was time to
my name when I actually had a brief stint on, it was an off-Broadway play.
Duvet cover?
I was duvet cover.
I remember that.
It was time to upgrade.
No gray hair then.
So I said, look, I'll take care of this. You got to do the legwork. Go pick it out. Nothing too pricey, please. Find a floor model. Mm-hmm. A floor model.
What is it with you and new bedding? Can you not buy something new?
A floor model for $600.
Okay.
It's a good price.
Solid.
That's a good
box
price.
Box spring.
What's the brand?
Sealy.
Good brand.
Can't go wrong, right?
Good brand.
I have Stearns and Foster, but Sealy is nice too.
Kellogg's.
I wanted to get something really nice, but it just didn't make sense.
Right.
I don't know if it really makes a difference. Regardless, the mattress.
She was a little concerned about all the women you'd banged in that bed.
Well, we didn't get into that.
How do you think it got saved?
I pleaded the fifth. Got
Some
this new mattress.
Nasty stuff's been done on that mattress.
Got this new mattress.
This Dirty duvet thing. Cover is discolored, and your dust ruffle. I can't even make head or tail of it.
He does those games like Rossetti in Boardwalk Empire.
Yes.
You know
he
me,
likes to be choked.
You know me too well. At the end, when we were giving away the mattress, there's this huge stain at the bottom of it. But I didn't put it there.
Right.
Did you cause it?
I don't think I caused it. I think the person who I bought it from left a stain there. I just never realized it.
Did you never flip your mattress?
There was an awkward back and forth with myself and my wonderful girlfriend. Like,
why don't you come over here and take a look at our perfect sleeper flow line?
What I thought was a racket at the end of the... One, that you have to change your mattress so your girlfriend feels better about the whole situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But two, is that they charge you to take your mattress.
Of course they do.
Oh, yes.
Why do they do that?
Because they don't want you... They know that they will get the money.
I'm already paying for delivery.
Yes, but you're not paying for takeaway. And what's the worst thing you want is to have the mattress taken
Mr.
away.
Mr. Retail, Johnny Retail, worked in a warehouse, right?
I work furniture store. Warehouse. I delivered.
What's the market?
And mattress is the easiest thing to get out of a house.
Oh, correct? Absolutely.
You can practically fold it and slide it down.
Or do what I did. And by the way, you know, Robert does not know this yet, but I look forward to perhaps when he's 19 or 20 and we're drinking together and I'll say, guess what? And he'll say, what? And I'll say, the mattress you're sleeping on was the mattress we used to conceive you and your sister.
Ew! That's nasty.
We did not have to pay for takeaway, because when we got our mattress last year, we just gave everyone moved down one.
Okay, that makes sense. So the workout in Craigslist is they deliver the mattress and they help you put it in your home.
Okay.
So I never had to do the back and forth.
So do you have a new one now?
I have a new one.
And how's it working for you?
It's too far.
Oh, that's not
good.
Does
that dissipate over time?
You can fix. Yeah,
trust me, it does.
No, you can fix. But initially, you can fix too soft better than you can fix real.
You put a piece of plywood beneath the box spring in the mattress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do the same thing on a sofa.
Firm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
no,
too
but that's,
firm.
But
though.
That's if you're going the other way.
It may break. You still break it in a little bit, and firm is good for you.
Yeah.
So
how about jumping on the bed?
Give it a chance.
Note to Mark Ronick.
Yes, sir.
Sleep Number.
Yes.
Okay.
Give him a call.
Okay. Oh, I would have loved one of those.
I would love to do some commercials because I'm a pretty big believer in the product.
Okay. They looked amazing.
Didn't you recently fix yours?
Mrs. O'Meara on one side, Mr. O'Meara on the other side. I fixed mine. All by my onesies.
That's right, because it's
Same
a great
in my
product.
House.
And, you know, a lot of things with my problem is when I would pass out begin to spin, the remote would fall out of my hand and crash on the floor. So I had to replace that unit.
Right.
And I did it all by my onesies. Piece of cake.
What is your sleep number?
I think mine is in like the 70s or 80s.
That's very firm.
Hey, mine's, very firm.
Mine's about 45, 50.
Everyone can agree on that.
That's a waterbed buzz.
Well, it also has to do with how much weight you put on it.
Too. Okay.
I'm just saying, so since you brought it up.
You have a waterbed?
He was just calling me fat is what he was.
No,
he said, mine's 70 or 80 because I'm so goddamn fat.
No, and I'm shorter, too. There's just less of me, so it requires less.
Did all of you get free sleep numbers? Did I miss that?
Mine was not free.
Oh.
I don't think, you know what? You're in Arizona. I don't think mine was free either.
You got a deal.
I think I just got mine because I was incredibly wealthy.
No, didn't you get a deal? A deal. No, did you not get a deal?
I don't know, but you know what? I don't think we should table this conversation so that Mr. Ronick can... I think that would be a wonderful client for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes. I agree.
This is the time of year, incidentally, folks. Hi, this is Mike. I'm speaking to you right now. This is really a time of the year when all I think about is money. And my wife happens to be pregnant, so it makes me think about money even more now. Thank you. From Kraft. So, you're all set?
It's okay.
I have no idea what we're doing.
Can we start the program?
Yeah. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Have you tried the egg rolls?
Yeah. We got some good packages. Incidentally, if you two ever want to get down to Miami Beach, we got a great package, a week, 2 weeks.
Oh,
all expense,
You know, you get Chinese here, and no need
We're talking about Miami now, dear.
Like there aren't Chinese people in Miami.
Well, we should. You know, we've stopped.
What does that have to do? Of course, there are Chinese people in Miami.
We're talking about China.
Well, I'm talking about going to Miami. That's the only thing.
We're talking about Miami.
Dear, why don't you put some food on your stomach before you have any wine?
What's it like to be with a circumcised man?
Because when Ron had his surgery.
All right.
When Ron had his surgery, I said, hey, circumcise it while you're at it. Ron's the only man I've been with.
What surgery did he have?
Nothing. Had a little minor corrective surgery. Can we have some coffee at this table, please?
It's not minor anymore.
I had what, you know, most guys would dream of, you know. I had to have a penis reduction surgery.
I'm sorry?
Penis reduction. Which there aren't many. You're going to say I never heard of that because there haven't been many cases.
Oh. Yeah. I said, Ron, do something. And he said, why don't you get one of those vagina enlargements?
Dear, can we have some coffee over here? Let me ask you something. You're a medical man.
Oh.
No,
Oh, for heaven's sake. No,
please. I just want... Doctor, please.
Medicine man not go near dances with Stumpy. No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I'm so mad at somebody posting on my Facebook.
What did they write?
And it's a guy I like a lot that I have a lot of communication for. I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, a lot of Facebook stuff on the show today. Welcome to Mike O'Mara's show from the Cappy Fiverr Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast.
Sure,
you
is.
Know the drill. 16 million times, 150 countries worldwide.
Hey, a little excitement. That's 16 million friends.
I'm reserving my excitement.
My excitement?
Yes.
For the sponsor.
Oh, good. I have the new SodaStream. I have the SodaStream Source. That's the machine. And I am telling you, if you've got little ones in the family, if you've got teenagers, you know, even just for grown-ups, you want to have a blast this Christmas, something that you can open up on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning and then just have fun all day making your own soda pop, get a SodaStream. It's the ultimate holiday gift. It really, really is. I love this thing. It's a handsome new SodaStream source. Looks great in your kitchen. It you know, it fits in with all the other appliances. You can get it in different colors. And you
it
make,
looks so great in your kitchen,
it
by
does,
the way.
It does, and it makes carbonation. You do your own soda pop.
You
That's it.
It.
Comes with a lighted carbonation indicator for the perfect fizz every time. All you do is you take a bottle of tap water and you fill it there. You can you know, use your filtered water. You can use your bottled water. You put it in their little bottle. You put it in the machine and perfect carbonation every single time. You just push a button and you add your choice of favorite flavors. Without aspartame or high fructose corn syrup. And here's the best part, about 25 cents a can. You've never had more fun saving money than you do with a SodaStream. I love this.
You know what I thought about the other day is that if you're using the chilled water from your refrigerator dispenser,
that's what I use,
then it's cold as soon as you go. You don't have to chill it. It's
awesome.
Already cold
ready
and ready
to go.
Go.
Rob, how was that grape soda you had the other day?
It was a word for women's breasts that starts with T.
Choose your style and color at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's. Drop us a letter if you get the SodaStream. Tell us if you like it.
Yeah.
Visit SodaStream.com. SodaStream, smart, simple soda. On the program today, we'll try, hopefully, to get to Rob and his
his ridiculously unreasonable position on Wegmans Supermarket.
Place sucks.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Manassas Symphony. I didn't do that enough yesterday.
Oh, you love the arts.
I'm supporting the arts.
I know you are.
Is that like a jug band?
I am supporting the arts.
No, I saw you after the show yesterday. You're very thrilled to be a part of this.
Football analysis. Insane.
Yeah.
Don't start.
He's going to fire you again.
I want to talk about.
Hope you enjoyed your victory because you're going to be fired.
I want to skip it. Oh, I fired him. I fired him. I permanently canceled Mark and Lowell. I did everything last night.
You were losing.
Mitt Romney got a job, which I just made me unhinge my jaw and laugh. I don't know why. Some Red Sox talk, and I can relate to Prince William.
He's
visiting his wife in the hospital.
Yes.
My wife is sleeping a lot, and that was a weird move.
What do you mean? I wiped my mouth.
It looks like you were kind of doing
it. Oh, am I? No, I was just wiping my mouth.
Oh, God. Let me start.
You know what happened, and I don't want to. The reason I had to do that, I no longer have use of this thumb.
Okay.
And so I have to alter how I do things.
All right. We'll get to you and Wegmans and maybe your stitches as well. Let me start with something just a little serious first, because this is not cement yet as far as we haven't locked it in. But I got a Facebook letter from Christine Fasano Burke, who communicates with a lot of us on Facebook.
Says,
"Hi, Mike. Wanted to suggest a serious topic. It's been over a month since Hurricane Sandy, and it appears mainstream media has forgotten about the victims. I know it's not your favorite channel, but Fox News is one of the few channels keeping this as a frontline story. My hometown of Lyndhurst on Long Island was destroyed by the storm. My cousin is in Staten Island, and they lost their home."
Yeah.
And she goes on here. Let me just give you a little bit more. They lost their home and have to live in a pet-friendly hotel so they can keep their dog.
Wow.
The storm was New York, New Jersey, Connecticut's Katrina.
Right.
I know Oscar has a firsthand perspective of the damage based on his recent trip to New York with Chad. We need prominent voices like you to keep stories like this alive. Thanks for listening. I'm jumping the gun here about my ride that comes up in June, but if you want to think that people are keeping you in mind, we're already planning not to do a military charity this coming June. The second Saturday in June, hopefully, and I'm skipping ahead here, so nothing has been finalized yet.
Right.
But tentatively, we are planning what is going to be called My Ride for the Red, and that is going to be a ride for the Red Cross, and specifically a ride for the Red Cross and victims of Hurricane Sandy, because you're absolutely right, Christine. People have forgotten about this. It is not a sexy story anymore.
No.
It's astonishing to me how quickly things like this leave the national consciousness. It seems like it's a 3-day news cycle, and then it's gone, and we're not going to forget it. So I talked to my buddy John Murphy, president of Harley Owners Group, and John has not locked it down yet with the Red Cross because it's kind of early for these type of things. But at John's suggestion, he said the Red Cross has been hammered with all the need that they have had up on the East
Coast.
The need
is now.
So, tentatively, I just wanted to make that mention of that hopefully we'll be able to do it, called the Ride for the Red, and do it for the Red Cross, and hopefully that'll be...
Can you ballpark what month it's going to be in?
Well, where we're going to do the ride will be, once again, the second Saturday in June.
Pencil it and save the date, folks.
Save the date, and we can hopefully raise a lot of money for victims of the hurricane.
To her point, we weren't able to get into it.
Because that'll be years.
At length, when I went to New York, we talked about the radio side of things, but you're absolutely right. When Chad and I went up there, we went and stayed with a friend in Long Island. He was actually on the Barrier Islands.
Right.
And while we bitched about it on Big O and Dukes, and I bitched about it here, that he dragged us all the way out to Long Island.
Right.
There's a part of me that's thankful that he did, because you don't realize the devastation that's happened just miles from one of the most powerful cities in the world.
Right.
And the recovery there, unfortunately, is slow. They need as much help as they can. I'm talking about people's livelihoods, their wares, their goods, their personal property stacked as high as their homes
on
the side of the roads.
Oscar, I think there's a national consciousness, and I know I'm in this category, where you look at that and you go, vacation homes for rich people from New York. Yeah. It's not the case.
No.
It's
true.
Like anything, just because you're on the water doesn't necessarily mean that you're a rich person that can rebuild easily. There are tons of people, especially immediately in the, in the Queens area, Rockaway Beach, those places, they're devastated.
Well, our guy, he just started a new job. He's renting a place, which is in back of a new home. And we pulled up, and it was devastating. It almost looks like you could film an apocalyptic movie.
Yep.
Because all the cars, yeah. You know how you got kind of that haze sometimes in the morning, the dew?
Sure. Yeah.
But it's coming from the inside because they've been flooded. Mm-hmm. And there are cars just sitting everywhere, yeah. Idle.
Right.
So she's absolutely right. It's tragic, the fact that this happens, and people have stopped talking about it.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing it up because to watch the news today, you would think everything's okay up there because the Duchess of York is throwing up.
Right. We do move on.
We do too fast. So, Christine, that's my commitment to you. I will let you know. I asked John this morning if I could go on the air with this and talk about
good.
That's the one we want. When John said that, I said, that's a great idea. John is yet to make the contact. This is a guy that has a lot of stuff on his plate. When you run the Fairfax, Virginia chapter of the Harley Owners Group, you are a very busy man.
Yeah, connected.
And he's running the show for another year. Way to go, John Murphy. He was here in the studio. I love the guy.
In the meantime, our listeners can go to the Red Cross site. It's easy enough to find.
Absolutely.
They're on the internet. Go there and make a donation for now.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're walking to do a very easy and helpful holiday gift, donate in someone else's name.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Christine, we'll keep you posted on that, and you hold me to it if you don't hear me talk about that.
Yeah,
all right,
Christine.
On the program today, just let me get this out of the way.
Yes, sir.
Last night I fired Mark twice, canceled the Mark and Lowell show three times. Mark and I were fighting over the Redskins and the Giants.
Were you sober?
No.
Oh,
no.
And
well, I mean, you know, I had all my buddies and my band buddies came over. And so because we haven't had any hockey and we normally get together for hockey games or baseball games. We normally don't do football games together. You're playing Hail to the Redskins. And so they all came over. It was a very festive night. It was a great game. Uh-huh. The Redskins came up on top. Congratulations to RG3.
Yeah.
And
isn't he entertaining to watch?
And
though?
Mark. He's amazing.
Really the time to bring it up, Oscar.
He is. You can't help but say
I
that.
I can't dislike the guy.
I know.
It's impossible for me not to like the guy. Right. But then I think about Dan Snyder, and I think about the privileged lawyers and lobbyists that are all there.
Think of the fact that people didn't get home till 3 because of the design of the stadium.
Then I get back over to the Redskins corner because I think about those fans dealing with that horrible, one of the worst fan experiences in sports.
Yeah, the worst.
Gotta be.
And but boy, they got themselves a team. It is looking to me, based on what I saw last night and the insane over analysis, but I watched it all because I was all in. I knew Mark was going to the game. I think the first thing that I texted Mark like early, just out of the blue, he's still driving to the game, and I just texted him, blow me.
Yeah. That's nice.
And, that was friendly.
That's nice.
But then
what did he say?
He was a gloater at the end.
Have to wait till tomorrow.
Can you hear the music? Can you hear the music?
You bastard. And I'm looking at RJ and I'm like, this is me. I'm looking directly at RJ and I'm going, the Mark and Lowell show is never going to be on my website.
Not on this again. Ever listen.
Listen. And, you know,
he's done. He's done. I texted him at one point. I was so pissed because he was gloating so much. I just remember who you work for.
Yeah, he did.
I was mad.
I told
and then I just stopped. And then I just gets like, okay, have a good night.
Yeah, I know. But I told you, I think really the big problem for me, the reason why I was gloating so much is because it annoys the crap out of me to see so many Giants fans at a Redskins game.
That's a recent phenomenon. That is a recent phenomenon because that used to be, it was very rare. It didn't happen a lot.
RFK.
Used to be Dallas would try to have a little infusion of people in there. But I tell you, during that game, when the Giants would have a big play, I was stunned at that because you don't think of Redskins fans as having any room for any other fans. And you'd hear the cheering that seemed almost as loud for the Giants last night.
Well, you know,
it's amazing.
One of their star receivers, Victor Cruz, when he catches
the bed last night,
when he's at home and he catches the ball, the crowd yells "Cruz!"
Yeah, you heard it. You heard it last night,
and it was as if we were at Giants Stadium last night. Anytime he caught the ball,
and John Gruden, who is the analyst for ESPN's Monday Night Football,
he's not modeling anymore.
Really, I would avoid New York airports. That's my advice to them.
Stay clear.
Oh my God! My buddy Randall, my guitar player, and I were just sitting there, and he's a big Giants fan. Our daddies raised us from. When we were pups as Giants fans, and we were just, Chucky, as they call him. What a dick.
Not a fan?
Oh, not a fan.
Well, and ESPN, I saw this morning, they did a montage. It was almost as if Rob was playing something from his audio vault of Gruden.
Yep.
You know, back to back kissing RG3's ass.
Unbelievable.
But to be truthful,
unbelievable. Now,
it's not often that a guy can fumble and turn it into a touchdown.
But you know what I said to Mark? You know what I said about that? That is a guy that what they have put the W on his forehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
right.
yes,
yeah.
you'll say, oh, they got lucky. Well, I'm sorry. In every sporting contest, luck plays a role.
Of course.
And you know what? The ball bounces. When you got a guy like that, it bounces his way.
Can
That's
I play that clip?
Goes.
I want to play
yeah,
that clip.
Yeah, this really
Mark
happened.
Hurstlick's been in the game the last couple of snaps for the Giants at middle linebacker. No Chase Blackburn. Griffin keeping, accelerating, sliding down, lost the ball into the hands of Joshua Morgan. Nobody's marked down. They rule touchdown.
Fumbled the ball right into the hands of another guy that was waiting to rot into the end zone.
After reviewing the play, the rule on the field is confirmed. Touchdown.
And did you hear the follow-up to that? It was amazing when they announced how long it was until Christmas. It's only 21 days.
21 days for Christmas shopping. 21 days to fill the stock.
Nice segue.
21 days for Christmas shopping.
Terrific.
Only got 21 more,
this
Mike.
This is a jingle.
Terrific.
Anyway.
Oh, have you done your Christmas shopping? You better get busy. Only 21 shopping days left.
You better get busy, Mike.
That's my favorite part.
I know you like the guy.
Hi there. Hi, I'm smoking my non-filtered cigarettes. All right, anything else on your Redskins?
No, just
your Redskins.
I'm
you had a great time.
Excited. Mm-hmm. I had a great time. Oh,
what time did the game end?
Probably midnight.
What time did you get to your car?
You know, I got my head hit the pillow around 1:45, so it wasn't too.
Oh,
bad.
You got out of there an hour 45. That is not bad, yeah. Especially since they had the entire crowd blocked by the marching band
inside the stadium after the game. All the percussion players of the marching band. They block off a whole area inside and block all the fan traffic trying to get out of the stadium. And it was a big cluster F. It was awful.
I feel bad. My heart breaks.
Do people hang out and just drink then, though?
Sometimes, but the majority of the people are leaving.
Yeah, trying to get home. Yeah.
It was bad.
Can you stop that music, please? Thank you. Anyway, way to go, Skip.
There it is.
Congrats, sort of.
You prefer the vocal, Mike?
DC.
Do you prefer the one with words?
Stop! Enough. Why do you hate Wegmans?
Sucks.
Thank you.
It doesn't.
We'll be right back.
We'll
no,
be
I'm
right
kidding.
Back.
No, we're not going to be right back. Go ahead. I will tell you that.
I have avoided Wegmans ever since, and they have two of them within fairly close proximity to my house. There's Ashburn and Leesburg.
Oh, that's people don't care about that.
And I've avoided it because...
You're right.
Well, no, this is key to the story.
Leesburg, and then take a left turn on Peabody Drive, and that'll take you right down by where Carrie
works. Know what I hate? You know what I hate more than Wegmans?
What?
Never mind. So everyone that is within 10 miles of my house tells me how great this store is.
Okay,
and for one
right.
thing, I don't want it jammed down my throat how great it is, because frankly, I know the grocery game a little bit.
Yeah,
I was in it for a while.
Because you worked for one of the crappy ones.
Decades
that's
ago.
That's a chip on your shoulder, though.
How do you
it's
mean?
It's prejudice.
And Mike, yeah,
he's just sometimes he runs out. Right. Sometimes he doesn't have any more to make up.
He doesn't.
Nice try,
he's
well,
trying
he,
to just
I like when
you.
Oscar starts talking slow because he's trying to figure out how it's going to end. But yes, Safeway. No, Safeway is crap. Safeway was once great, but it is crap. But I've been on the other side, so I know what it is like when you work at a grocery store.
Right.
And when you go to a grocery store, you know what you want. You want a place where you can buy your bread.
Can I just say this?
You want your milk.
Giant's not crap. Safeway's not crap. No. Harris Teeter's not crap.
Harris Teeter is great.
Even old Bloom Food Line down the street.
Yeah,
if you
really.
if you're in a pinch,
yeah.
The grocery stores in America, we do okay with grocery
Absolutely.
Stores.
Absolutely, my
wait,
choice is Giant.
But
that's
wait,
my choice.
But wait, here are all the grocery stores, and they're A-OK. And then you get a place like Wegmans, and it's kind of it's really
no,
cool.
No, it's not. You know what Wegmans is? Wegmans
cool.
treats you like you are an idiot.
I've never
been in there.
No.
It's cheap.
But then you're stupid.
Then I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are. And also, if anyone before
what
anyone
did they
comes
do
up
to
and
you?
Yeah,
what
before happened? Anyone calls me and says, "Yes, but Wegmans has bananas for 49 cents a pound." It's a loss leader, you tool. You're going to come in and buy
wait,
bananas
okay.
and spend $1,000.
You're all
of
stop. Them. Stop right there. A study has shown that on everyday items, Wegmans is cheaper than Giant and Safeway.
Okay, but they still treat you like an idiot. And
I
here's why.
Hold on. And I base that on not what the Buzz has the statistics for it, right. but I personally experienced getting in line and going, "Hey man, this is a great price."
I don't care if I walked in there and they were handing out steaks. They can lick my bad
oh,
part.
Oh, oh my
wow.
God!
What happened?
First of all,
how
you
did
go
they
in
wrong you?
And you're going to say the thing was that it was crowded, and it was crowded. But I can deal with crowds because I just didn't want to have to bleep myself.
Right.
Okay. I knew that they
I'm
would
stealing
have
that from now on.
Lick my bad part.
Lick my bad part.
In fairness, I called many area grocery stores to see who would have fruitcake fruit because I needed a couple more, containers of it to finish up. I did because mostly I bought it from the Amazon. through the website.
Right.
And I got many interesting people from many interesting lands when I called Giant and Safeway and when I called the Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse. None of them were able to communicate that they had it. Wegman said they did. They said it's in Derry. I said, great. I've never been to your store, but I'm going to go there.
What were you need? What were you in need of?
I needed cherries and pineapple. So you don't want a fruitcake this year?
Yeah, I do.
I know you do. So do. Relax.
All right, whatever.
So I get there, and first of all, I am not gay! It's easy to get into the parking lot, the two-level parking lot with flipping elevators, which, by the way, one of them was broken. So all the people that were out with their children and their strollers, because today to go to the grocery store and look around.
It is crowded. It can be very crowded.
So I get in, and I see before me a restaurant. And a bar, and a nightclub, and I think there's a lounge act, and I think there's a movie theater.
The great part of Wegmans, you can go in there, you can go to do your grocery shop and have yourself a little lunch.
Yeah. So, but why do I have to walk through the restaurant to get to the grocery store?
You gotta go through another entrance.
They have other doors.
No, they have other. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Not the one I chose.
Really?
Yes.
One door. No, you could have gone there if you wanted to walk further.
Like you do?
No, I'll park where I want to go in.
I finally found a parking spot, and I walked in, and I'm going through, and there's
let me ask you miles
of prepared food, which, by the way, looked like it might have foodborne illness.
You walked in, if you're facing
unattended log, prepared food.
If you're facing the store, you walked in on the left side, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the restaurant is.
Well, then why do they not tell me this?
Well, you have to go more
than
once.
I told you this is my first time I've been to Wegmans. Do I live in Fairfax? Do I go to Fairfax?
When we worked there, it was right there.
You're entering a new world. It's everything's really good lo mein.
So I went. Yeah, I'm sure that's great. I'm sure there's not too many bugs in it. So you go in.
Wow.
And you have to walk through because they want you to have to deal with this. They want you to see this. They want your money. And they keep you as far away from the milk and the bread as possible. Where so I finally find my way through the magical produce maze.
That's the first thing. That's the first thing I'm going to get. Yes, the bread is very.
And that's
why they couldn't hide it.
This
better.
Is why it's Disney. They're giving you the impression that they're giving you so much, but you know what they're doing? They're taking. They're taking
they're
from you, Mike.
You.
They're taking your time and they're taking your money. So if I finally
find
get
that
in there.
Bread, if you find that bread, it's very reasonably priced.
Well, that's good. Good luck finding it. Put a price on your time, dear.
It's right over near near the cheese bar, you old queen.
Yeah, you know what? If I want a place and people say, oh my God, the beer and the wine and the cheese.
It's
if
incredible.
I want beer, wine, and cheese, you know where I go?
Where do you go?
Oakton Wine Shop.
Okay, good for you. Well,
that is a good thing.
You know,
I can't argue with that.
That's a first.
Because you know
That's a cheap ploy.
If you go there, they know what they're doing. And never have I been to a store. Ever have I been to a store where I encountered so many employees that were so excited to tell me they didn't know.
You haven't said one concrete thing yet that makes me want to hate Wegmans.
Yeah. What about the way they lay out the aisles so that they are too narrow and they are broken up and they are not parallel and they make you wander around? There is no efficiency to it.
Gonna give you a ding on that one.
So that's concrete.
That's a good beef.
Why do you go to a grocery store? Really, if you don't want the Disney-styled show that Wegmans provides.
Would you like why I go to Wegmans?
Yes.
I go to Wegmans
because fill the emptiness in your heart.
No. I go to Wegmans because they have better stuff.
Yeah, uniqueness of items.
Disagree. They have better stuff.
All I want is what I get at my store.
Like if you want a really good piece of fish or a really good steak.
Costco is better.
Or if you really want good, they have very, very good stuff and they have great produce.
Well, I did not have a chance to go through the produce because I couldn't find my way to it.
Right next to the
because I was right near the organic food situation section.
Do you like it? So you're not an organic foods guy.
I'll buy organic food all the time. I buy it at Costco where I can find it.
So you like really a big, boxy, stinky warehouse store?
It's not stinky.
As opposed
it's
to a
cleaner.
Beautifully designed, wonderfully laid out place where you can go.
Hold it! Ho, ho! How is it wonderfully laid out? Give me one example.
Oh, I don't
by sections.
You're scaring
the
me.
Way it's designed. Yeah,
because you're wrong. It's designed to keep you in there.
Okay.
It is really the grocery equivalent of the velvet ropes at an amusement park to make you think
I didn't
you're
mean
moving
to say,
when you're not.
All right, shut up. I didn't mean to say wonderfully laid out. I meant to say they've got like a really good variety of stuff. Different things.
Well, that's well said, Mr. Trump.
Stuff you wouldn't even find in a in a regular
it's
grocery
store. It's the casino
and
you know grocery store.
It is. And you know what? It's stuff you don't need.
Brick chocolate.
It is stuff you
don't need. Chocolate.
Mm. Like at Costco.
I might run out there today.
You don't need.
Good. You know what? Set aside 10 hours then. And then when I was so, and by the way, they did not have my pineapple.
Hold on. You cannot,
they did not have it.
You cannot argue with the fact that when you walk in,
And this is it. I'm going to give it to you.
Burst into tears?
No, you walk in and it kind of looks like a Whole Foods. It's got that same kind of vibe to Whole Foods. The difference is, I'm going to keep it real simple here. When you check out at Wegmans, you get that nice pleasant surprise where, hey, this was actually cheaper than some of the regular big box stores.
I don't go to the other place either, Whole Foods. I don't go there.
Well, Whole Foods is truly, you know, whole paycheck.
That's so what I say. I finally leave, and I'm really upset because, A, they don't have everything I wanted, and I did not like the experience, and I really did encounter employees that were very cheerful to say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have that anymore. And I said, well, is there another place in my business? Well, we had it, and they're all happy.
He's made his case.
Do you think Rob at all.
Okay.
In the last 2 weeks has thought
he's talking slowly
has
now,
thought
so.
About the,
where is he gonna go?
The fiscal cliff?
No.
Is that even on his mind?
No.
You know what's going to happen about the fiscal cliff? What? They're going to magically solve it at the last minute because their asses are on the line. And by the way, it's when the Bush tax cuts expire and everyone's taxes go up.
Oh, nice. Very good. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills.
But do you have any opinions?
Oh, listen to this song as we go to break. This is one of my favorite Christmas songs. Listen to this. Can we make this the official Christmas song of the Mike O'Mara
Show? Of course, you want it every day?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, and real quick,
yes.
Carrie called me when I was leaving, and I said, Carrie, I can't talk right now. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this hell. It took me 10 minutes to figure out the parking lot. They make it easy to get in and impossible to get out because, once again, they think everybody's an idiot. Don't fool yourself. Wegmans hates you.
So thank you.
That's Rob Spiewak's Wegmans tribute.
Whoa.
Do you think they'll sign on?
Now here's something Rob loves. I'm talking about Wait Not.
Yeah. Yes.
Rob's going to be in their television commercial. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. We got a letter from Dan Schimpf, and he writes, I am writing to update you. Now that I've been off the program for a while, over the past 12 months, I have done 3.5 months of Wait Not. Oh, I'm sorry. Over the past 12 months, I have done 3.5 months of Wait Not. I have now been off the program for 7 months without any significant rebound. I am proud to say I am holding steady, and while I did gain about 7 pounds back this summer by drinking way too much, I've taken it all back off this fall. Your listeners should know this program is not just for people trying to lose 100 pounds.
Right.
I'm 5'10 and weigh about 220, certainly overweight but not morbidly obese. Being on Wait Not for only 1/3 of the past year, I now weigh less than 175 for the first time in a decade. It's easy to lose 10 to 20 pounds in a month or so if that's all you need to lose. And if you're disciplined, you will keep it off and not instantly gain it all back like some diet plans where your body goes into shock and then packs on the fat when you start eating again. And Dan has other things you should know about Wait Not in part two of his letter tomorrow.
Excellent.
We're talking about the program that has been just a godsend for so many people, Wait Not. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
I invite you to look on my Facebook page. They posted the pictures that were shot for the television spot. And he says he was not morbidly obese. I was. My scale stopped registering my weight at one point. And I want you to see my before and after. And I wouldn't say this if I wasn't just so proud and so pleased with the product. It's transformed just the way I look, even in my face, my body, everywhere.
And they teach you.
And they do. It's so easy.
Also, the way you live.
True enough.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're happier.
Happier. Except when I go to Wegmans.
855 Wait Not. 855-934-4486.
Never again.
Rob, I'm doing the commercial.
I know.
WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. So did you get it all out of your system? Are you fine
I'm not
now?
I'm sure I did.
Are you happy with that now?
The problem is afterwards I went to my Giant because I needed to see if they had pineapple. And not only did they have it, everyone was pleasant. It was not crowded.
Easy
and
in and out.
They took the coupon off the package and gave me credit for the coupon.
Do you coupon?
I don't. But they took the coupon off, and they gave me credit for it. And I looked at the lady. I think her name was Venezuela or something. I said, thank you. And she looked at me and said, "See."
One of the broadcasters, in the world that I am so jealous of is Steve Harvey. I've been watching his show a little bit. He had a coupon lady. She brings $440 worth of groceries on his show, and she's doing the, you know, it's like
extreme couponing.
It's chick television, I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and I sit down and I'm like, let me just check this out.
Yeah,
because they have the big grocery basket.
What's it all about?
$440. Mm-hmm. She got done doing her couponing. Do you know what she paid for the groceries?
I'd have no idea.
$36.
Wow. Oh
my God. Settle down, Mom.
That is extreme.
$36.
You know, the mom on Honey Boo Boo is a couponer.
Well, that's great.
Mark had to put something over his lap just now.
Yeah.
It wasn't a coupon.
I looked at that, and Carla came downstairs. I said, hey, honey, look at this. She with coupons, $36 for $440. I don't have the time. If you have the time, do it. That was the end of that discussion. That's true. So that was
wow. It's a job.
So that's a no.
And then you were off to Wegmans.
The woman was so annoying, though. She was so incredibly
annoying.
You're
referring, of course, to the couponer, not Carla.
No, not Carla. No, not at all. Listen, I want to tell you. Hey, listen.
Yes.
I got something. I got something coming up, and
hey,
let me see when it's going to be. December 16th.
Uh-huh.
It is a holiday show that's being put on by Manassas Symphony, and yours truly is going to be featured in one of their musical pieces that is called the Three Little Cajun Pigs.
Yeah.
Do we have it right
here? You have the book on the table.
Let me look for you.
Yeah, might be easier if Mark gets it, but people should see this.
On Monday, the director of the Manassas Symphony is going to join us here on the... Is it hot in here?
It is.
It's a little
warm. Boiling. Anyway.
I also thought Wegmans was too hot.
No, see, I thought it was a perfect temperature when I... Enough with the Wegmans.
That was his blood pressure.
So this is the book that
I'm so angry.
I'm going to be reading this book with the Manassas Symphony. Ooh. And it comes up, it's an afternoon concert. I believe it starts at 3 o'clock in Manassas at the Heilton Center. And the guy's coming by on Monday to tell me what to expect. Cool. This is like a real deal.
Manassas is the place to be for the holidays. Do you know who the Grand Marshal is for the Manassas Holiday Parade?
Well, it was already the you mean that just happened?
Yeah, but do you know who it was?
Who it was?
The
was
great Stacy Keach.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Stacy Keach was in town.
Mm-hmm.
For our holiday parade?
Yeah, Manassas holiday parade.
Are you kidding me?
Mike, we had a real celebrity. Something that fantastic.
Well.
We had a real celebrity. I like Stacy Keach.
Yes, I know you do.
You never missed an episode of Mike Hammer.
So it's got the glossary here where Bayou is pronounced Bahu. It's a small stream. Cher is the term meaning deer.
Right.
Hello,
right.
Cher. Couchon de lait. Couchon de lait is the words mean milk-fed pig.
Mm.
Derriere, pronounced derriere. So anyway, all this is the glossary for it, but it's like, it starts in South Louisiana where gators grow big. Live three Cajun pigs and an old mama pig. Them pigs was named Trosclair and Thibodeau too. Ulysses was the oldest. They all called him Boo. I'm actually reading that with the Manassas Symphony.
Do you know what music they're going to put against it? Because it's obviously like a Peter and the Wolf thing, right?
I know. The guy's name, damn it, I'm trying. It's Jim, right?
Yes, it is Jim.
Damn it, Jim.
It's hold on. I'll get it here in a second.
Are you looking for his last name?
Yeah, yeah.
I know it starts with a V. I can't remember.
Jim V.
Are you nervous?
I know a word that starts with V.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Hold on.
It ain't vegetable.
So you have to follow the music.
Jim Villani is the director of the Manassas Symphony. Hi. He is such a good boy. Nah.
Shut up, Rob.
God. Don't throw the book.
So I can't. I got to read it.
Right.
No. So he's bringing the music by. I've got a couple of dress rehearsals. And then if you're in the area, they sell this show out. So if you want to go see it, I'll be at the Manassas Symphony on Sunday at Sunday, December 16th, a 3 o'clock show. He's going to be a good show. So I'm reading like Justin Wilson, the old Cajun guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you won't be in like an outfit.
No.
Overalls
like,
or something.
Like probably. Suspenders.
I'm going to find all that stuff out on Monday. He's coming by the show on Monday.
By the way, you should revisit what you wore in Reno. My mom was quite taken with your status picture.
I look forward to that. That's probably the suit that I will wear, and I don't know if I have to wear a tie or not.
Yes.
I'm not sure how it works. I'll find out. All these questions will be answered on Monday as this is my first foray into the world of classical music.
How did you get approached?
Mark, you know that better than I do.
Actually, he reached out to us.
Oh, nice.
I will not wear an ascot.
I think it would be nice for the
not
holidays.
Wearing an ascot.
Cigarette holder.
That's it. So that's remember, December 16th, the Heilton Center here in Manassas, the Manassas Symphony. I think it's their holiday concert. All the answers will be had on Monday when this guy drops by. Jim
V.
Villani. Jimmy Villani.
That's right.
Jimmy Villani, he's a good boy, and he knows his study, his classical music so good.
Hey, his mom name, Jimmy Violin.
I believe I will be reading with an entire symphony orchestra.
That's amazing.
So cool. And how cool is that?
That's amazing.
Is the whole family coming out for that?
What's that?
The family? The girls?
I got to make sure. It's craziness. You know, everybody's going in 20 different directions and parties and all that. Congratulations, before we go to break, to Mitt Romney.
Oh, he got a job.
With Marriott. You know, Mitt Romney, you know, look, it's just, I know you got to go on with your life, but first of all, you know, he goes back to the people that were, where he's been on the board of directors.
Right, the Mormon company.
I mean, he's just, anybody it's that Marriott's- ever felt sorry for Mitt Romney, don't feel sorry. He's going to be Mr. Richie Rich again. He's going to be doing Richie Rich things.
Hope he doesn't have to work too hard.
Most people agree it's Marriott's best hire since Sam Huff.
What's his position?
He's on their board of directors, correct?
He's in charge.
I think it was hospitality.
No, he's in charge of getting new mattresses.
He's going to be, he's going to be the food and beverage director at the Gaithersburg Marriott. He's going to be supervising the restaurant.
Something close to D.C.
Marriott Burger.
And he's actually, because they're downsizing out there, he'll not only be the F&B director, but he's going to be the general manager of Raffles 2.
Oh, good. Oh, Mike, maybe you have to get your gig back.
Oh, I love that. Boy, that still was a great club.
Yeah, it was.
Man, we were right up in the corner, and I had a big screen, and we played music videos.
That's right. Off tapes, right?
Yeah.
Off videotapes.
Videotapes. VHS tapes. They would be delivered from a music company, and you would put them on. And I had the pleasure, this is how old I am, of being, I think, one of the first clubs in the entire D.C. area play Thriller.
Oh, great.
They were really like careful about when they distributed it. And they said, you can only play it at this particular time. Mm-hmm. And we waited. And to watch everybody watch the Thriller video.
Stop down,
and then go into dancing after that.
Right.
Good moment. Didn't, I liked it. Awesome, it's a great club DJ moment.
Didn't it break?
God, I'm old.
Christmas Eve, I think a Friday Night Videos got to run it once, and then MTV had exclusivity. Do you remember
that?
Yes,
I do remember and that.
But you could see it on Christmas Eve.
Do you know,
Friday
I
Night
have
Videos.
That in my iPhone, and my kids asked to watch it, and they were still, after all these years, fascinated.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great little video. Movie. It holds up great a little production. Bit as a music
the
video.
The end is so great when he turns
John Landis,
around.
Right?
And Mike, you were right. Mitt Romney, board of directors.
Board of directors for Marriott. And at the end of Thriller, it's great when he drops his pants and he's surrounded by the little boys.
Love that
part. It's terrific. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak.
The dance mix.
And the Magic Audio Vault. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. This segment of the program brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Fresh, dipped, strawberries, an impressive gift for anyone on your list. We love Sherry's Berries. They never last when they're around here.
Yeah, they do go quick.
I mean, you have strawberries basically the size of a human head.
You know who loves them?
Dipped in chocolate.
Who loves
truly
them the most
amazing.
Is Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern loves them. Would you like that again?
Yes, you said yesterday you would.
Well, what they are, Mr. Gatsby, enormous juicy berries dipped in your choice of white dark or milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. And choose your own toppings. Isn't that what you want to do, Rob?
It is, Bruce.
And you're not going to Wegmans.
I hate it, Bruce.
Why don't you get the crushed almonds and chocolate chip? Would that make you happy?
I'd like that, Bruce.
This week, save over 40% with prices starting at $19.99 and double your berries for just $10 more. But hurry, this offer expires Friday at midnight. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, and enter our code. You know what it is by now, TMOS.
Right.
That's berries.com, berries.com. Another tremendous gift for the holidays.
Sure.
And we love Sherry's Berries. Remember the code TMOS. Let's open it up.
Thank
you. The Audio Vault for Tuesday, December 4, 2012.
PBS is really getting some good stuff together. Do you remember a few weeks ago they did a auto-tune remix of Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
And they also did an auto-tune remix of Julia Child. Mm-hmm. Right. They did another one that I think Oscar is going to like a lot.
In your imagination.
It's LeVar Burton.
By picking up a this.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. It's from Reading Rainbow, Mike.
What?
But I said, PBS, this is clever.
Yeah.
Really, the solution was standing right in front of you the whole time. You didn't need to auto mix that.
No. Butterfly in the sky. Oh, I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book, A Reading Rainbow.
Uh-oh.
And I said, you know, that sounds good, but it's dry. So what if we added music to it?
Yeah, like, what if we did
what
that?
What if we did that?
I hate this.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
That's so great.
I hear that and I just picture that little latchkey kid.
Yeah, I know.
Sitting there with his giant head in front of the
scared,
TV.
Scared, horrified. Horrified.
2 inches from the screen.
That's right. Take me, LeVar. Take me away.
Like peanut butter stains on his shirt.
But he's not the only one who sings. Oscar,
it's
is
like
it?
You're
no.
There.
No.
DMX, I know you love rap music.
Oh, do
hip-hop
I love the rap
singers
music.
And
I
rap
try
singers?
To keep them away
I
from
truly
it.
Love it.
And you said you like that Papini Sisters song. I think I've got a better Christmas song for you.
Here's I am in love with, is it the Papini Sisters?
Papini Sisters. Sisters.
How do you not like that name?
They sound. They also like have the a. They have a secular album too. It's very similar. It's pretty good. But Mike, I think you're going to put that CD away when you get this from DMX doing Rudolph.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Okay.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Here's where it gets good.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Works for me.
And if you ever saw him.
Yep.
Would even say it close. Come on! Used to laugh and call him names. They never let
you know, except for the fact that it's a Christmas song, it's like seeing Mark at Quench.
All right. Is this really him?
Yeah, it is.
That's wild.
How high does he sound?
About as high as he is. Big finish.
You go down to history.
That's yeah.
He's enjoyed that.
I like it. The end. He says, "Did I get the names right for real?" So yes, DMX, you did just fine. Mm-hmm. Appointment Television last night. And by the way, congratulations to David Letterman for getting the Kennedy Center honors. That was taped over the weekend and will air on December 26th. And I think it's
great. That on last night?
No, airs on the 26th, day after Christmas. Right, and I do think that a lot of people they just assume that Dave is going to be there, but he really is our Johnny Carson for the last 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know how long he's going to keep doing it. He's getting older. He's getting up to the big 7-0, isn't he?
So he was honored, and so were the three surviving members of Led Zeppelin.
Yep,
and he had Led Zeppelin actually paneling on Letterman last night, and there's some good stuff here. They asked why they really ended after John Bonham died, because you know there's still three functioning musicians there. Jimmy Page answered.
No, it wasn't. The fact was that, you know, we had the records out, and then we put the songs into the set. And that was just it was almost like another beginning for the second wind for the songs, because they were changing every night with the improvisation we were putting in. And there was no way with the amount of work and mutation that had gone on with those songs that we could say to another drummer, well, can you learn this bit and learn that bit? It just wouldn't work.
And I like the fact that watching Jimmy Page, he seems to be a little more with it than
Singer of Led Zeppelin?
Robert Plant. And John Paul Jones.
Love Robert Plant. I wanted to say Robert Palmer, who's also dead. And it's Robert Plant. I love Robert Plant.
Page seemed together last night, which was good, because there are times when you look at him on stage and he just looks like he's not on stage.
It looks like he could be on American Horror Story.
Yeah, he's a very horrifying looking guy.
With that hair.
This is funny. Letterman referenced the way Jack Black announced them at the Kennedy Center tribute, and they were actually pretty funny about it.
Jack Black, when you guys were being saluted last night, did a tremendous job, and he said that your music was about sex, was about Vikings, was about Vikings having sex.
Thanks for explaining it.
Is that a good evaluation?
Well, we've left all the furs in the dressing room. I don't know, you know.
You missed the bit about Vikings having sex with hobbits.
Oh, that's right. And also the hobbits.
And the last thing, this was my favorite moment, when Dave asked if Led Zeppelin gets this kind of respect back home in England.
You, Robert, I had met before from the show.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy and I had never met, nor had John and I had met. Right, but it was fun, wasn't it?
It was great, yeah. It was really so easy.
You've all received comparable awards in your home country?
No.
No.
That's awesome.
Oh, well.
And
that's
funny.
And
while we're talking British music, I know that you had expressed some interest in the Rolling Stones. They're starting their concerts. They're going to do like five before Christmas. The second one they did...
Are they doing anything close to the D.C. area?
Newark is the closest. But don't worry, you'll have access to the pay-per-view, I'm certain.
Yeah, but you see, I mean, there's just
it'd
a
be
little...
fun to be there.
There's a teeny tiny bit of me...
Ever
this
seen them?
This is the last one.
Ever seen them?
I think one time I saw them.
This would be the concert to go to. The one in London featured Mick Taylor, Bill Wyman, both back with the band, Eric Clapton, and you know that that female voice that we sang in Gimme Shelter?
Yeah, and Fergie did it in the 25th anniversary, but it's another...
They brought in Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine to do it.
Oh.
And I really can't
wait
to hear it.
It is such a great example of a female vocal, and Fergie... killed it. Mm-hmm. Hit it out of the park when she did it with them for the, I think, 25th anniversary of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Now, television has been saved, Mike, because Howard Stern has agreed to come back and do another season of America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
The sound of one hand clapping.
Ron Kirsch is excited about it.
Yeah. The what's her name?
Ron never buy any time on the Mike O'Mara show, Kirsch.
The Widow Osborne is not returning.
Make me go all the way down to Bethesda and have lunch with you, Ron Kirsch.
And it's like
classmate.
Classmate. Mike's playmate.
I mean, he runs Fresh Balls. I want to get Fresh Balls right. on the, you know, he does the advertising for
What's
him.
What's the story?
In 13.
He's just jerking us off.
In 13, we'll do it.
I don't care.
Okay, anyway.
Normally, we do it in mine.
So, Howie.
This always gets back to him. That's why I do it.
Howie is not has not decided whether he's coming back. The Widow Osborne.
God, you know, what are we
the Widow
do?
Osborne is not coming back. But Howard, don't worry. He's coming back. And you know why, Mike?
Why?
Because it's so important as a platform.
Here's my reasons for going back.
Yeah.
I believe that this is the only show that has this kind of clout for what I would say is non-singers. I really feel my work is unfinished there.
That's right.
I really do think I could find a superstar act that's going to, you know, I really just feel like I could do something great.
And he's really going to help America, Mike.
Ah, that's great. Hey, listen, you know what? I can't say anything about Howard because if I say something about Howard, you know, I'll read it right there. I'll say, hey, way to go, Mr. Podcast, in your living room.
You know,
you got to congratulate Howard for his
the
success.
Show, the Fine. Show is
the
better
reason I played
with
that
him on it.
Is that that means there are two openings possibly at America's Got Talent, and I say, have they even looked at your tape?
Yeah, and Howard, let me just say this about Howard Stern. And Howard Stern, as far as every other radio personality that's ever thought about going, and I get asked all the time, why not satellite? Why not satellite?
Right.
Why not satellite? Because Howard got, let me explain this to everybody.
Yeah.
Howard got this contract where there was this big barge, and it had all this money in it. Mm-hmm. And they went up the Hudson.
Right.
And they parked it in Manhattan, and they took all the money off, and they put it in the building where Howard was going to do his show, and they gave Howard all this money.
Right.
And then every other radio personality that was talking to Sirius after that, they said, oh, okay, would you like to come work for us? Well, how about you work for us for a year, and we'll pay you
$11. That's right.
Because we're out of money.
You can ride on the barge. There's just no money left.
I mean, it is absolutely true that Howard took all the money.
He has all the money.
Right.
Bless his heart.
Yes.
Jimmy Carter has revealed why Obama won the election.
Okay.
And he has the credit goes to Jimmy Carter's grandson, because did you know, and I think we've mentioned this, Jimmy Carter's grandson
the 47%
is the guy who released the tape, and Jimmy Carter, who amazingly is still alive and speaking, actually credits the election to his grandson.
The turning point was when our grandson revealed that, you know, the
he's sounding more and more like Clinton, or is it the other way around?
Oh, no, they're Jimmy Carter.
The turning point was when our grandson revealed that, you know, the governor had talked about 47%. I think that was a real turning point.
Uh-huh.
And James has made us all very proud. In fact, he's the most famous Carter now. And he was born in the White House, but we'd only been there for a month. So he lived 4 years in the White House. So he was very eager to help. He probably was the single most important factor in the whole election, was what James did reveal.
I agree with Jimmy Carter on that. I mean, it was a huge deal with that. I think it's terrific. I think it's good. And, you know, it was something that he didn't want to do it, right? I mean, he did it kind of grudgingly. I guess that,
I don't know
what the details
snitches
are with the
grandson. Snitches get stitches.
Okay, but only time for the punchline. The punchline is coming into Roslyn. Now.
Yes.
Oh, and before
I
we
used that
up,
at the show, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It was excellent.
Thank you very much.
I know you're sad that the days are numbered for the Jersey Shore, but never you fear. MTV has a new show coming out called Buck Wild.
Okay. I was talking to the guys last night. I was talking to the guys in my living room about this in the den when we're watching the game last night. I said, this show, I am all in. This is going.
It's essentially Jersey Shore, but in West Virginia.
They're hyping it up. They're hyping it up already.
Buck Wild.
They're talking about the controversy that's involved with it, and just how you know, how they West Virginia didn't want them producing this, and that the Film Commission in West Virginia was really concerned about this.
It's the same way they blew up that New Jersey didn't want Jersey Shore film there. This is
they're
so
hyping,
planned.
They're hyping it, but it's just kids being idiots, and I think it looks like
fun. Here's a brief clip from MTV's Buck Wild.
I don't have the phone, Facebook, none of that internet stuff. My parents mean everything to me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
That's right.
You went to school in West Virginia, right?
Yeah, there are parts that you don't feel like it's America.
Okay, exactly. But before we get too excited, isn't this Honey Boo Boo meets Jersey Shore?
Yes. Exactly. Precisely.
Yes. I'll watch every episode.
And so I think we're down another notch.
Yes, we are.
You know, that's what I worry about.
And the thing about
the pool.
I'm going along for the ride.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Isn't there something great?
Michael Holstein, how are you?
There he is.
Nice to see you. Have a seat. We're doing our final little touches for the DVD, the Reno DVD, which is going to be our confessional today. Speaking of reality television.
I like the Jersey Shore. I enjoyed it.
He's just taping a special across the hallway, ladies and gentlemen.
He came in. Isn't he wild?
Attorney.
Marvelous.
Bon vivant. Restaurant owner.
and television producer Michael Holstein is joining us here.
By the way, the guy who also stole the hat from Castro.
So. Very good. Okay. So where are you? We got to wrap this up.
Oh, we do have to wrap it up. All right. I'm sorry, Oscar, were you saying something?
I'm going to watch that show.
Yeah, it looks like it could be, you know, at least one good
not,
view.
You know what? Not before three beers.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want these kids to be superstars, and they're not going to be. They're not going to be. They're not going to. They're not going to attain.
Well, they've already mined that.
But they're not going to attain the level of fame that the kids from the Jersey Shore did. It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to be a successful show, and that's why Buzz is getting annoyed. But I'm going to.
I worry for America.
You know, right, Buzz. If it'll make you feel any better, I say I'm going to watch it, but I'm really not going to.
And I'm not upset with you. I like I said, I'm worried that it exists and that America will buy into it.
Oh, the dumbing of America is my father.
Let me change the topic as we close. The new record that the Obama administration has set, 54 Christmas trees in the White House this year. Wow. 54, Mike.
The Obamas have decorated the White House with 54 Christmas trees. 54. Yeah, it's all part of their "For the Last Time, We're Not Muslim" campaign. Get it through your freaking heads.
That, Mike, is your Magic Audio Vault.
We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every Friday. Look, my hands are dancing. Welcome back.
The song is called Penetration, Mike.
Oh, really? Yeah. Thank you. All right, gross.
No, it's welcome a surfing back. Record.
All right, I know. Just you saying that
thanks,
makes
Moon
me...
Thanks,
Moondoggy. I got a little... I think I threw up in my mouth. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. He is here to give us all the news of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Thank you, my good. The news today brought to you by Mangrate, the Mangrate. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. Mm-hmm. The Mangrate is 100% made in America cast iron, so you get real steakhouse grill marks and, most importantly, seal in those juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The Mangrate is just $19.99 when you order through the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. But wait, there's more. Order through us, and you also get a limited edition TMOS grilling brush. Now, give the grilling...
I was watching the wheels turn over there when you were setting
No one interrupted me.
Well, you didn't take a breath. Well, what I was going to tell you is that the grilling brush is great if you have stains on your mattress. It gets them out lickety-split, you'll pardon the phrase.
Yum, and yum.
Please always interrupt.
Yum,
give the grilling great that's changing the way America grills. Give the man great.
The man great.
Well, the economy has healed just enough that companies are bringing back the holiday parties they punted for the last few years.
CBS.
But employees would rather have the extra money or time off instead.
What was better, when CBS did the holiday party at the boss's house or the year they wanted to do it, like on January 20th because they got a deal?
Do you know that I had, do you remember when I had the holiday parties here?
Oh, that was the best one ever.
I did another one, and... right after I had scheduled one because I thought we were going to get stiffed on a holiday party, that's when the boss had one at his house.
Right.
And I didn't go.
Yeah,
right.
None of us did.
And I always think that's one of the reasons we got it in the end.
But you know what?
I
heard about the people that went to Sam's party, and I think it might have been better that we skipped it and got fired. I think I'd take that.
I was there.
Yeah, of course.
I got fired.
Yeah, see, it wouldn't have helped.
So it wouldn't have mattered at all.
Exactly. How was the chow?
Surf did too.
that's right. True. Poor Surf. Yeah. And Surf got fired at the other radio station I went to, and so did I. Sorry, Surf. Sorry, sir. What's Surf's website?
It's Echo Planet Radio. That's ecoplanetradio.com. ecoplanetradio.com.
He does his
progressive show.
After the first of the year, I promise we're going to do something with Surf. Get aligned with Surf and definitely get some exposure.
Check out his show. It's the best progressive show you're going to hear.
Great music.
Only 74% of companies had holiday parties last year, but this year the number's up to 90%. Companies say they brought them back to try to improve morale. You can understand why the employees would rather have the cash, since 43% of these holiday parties will be held over the lunch hour.
Oh, no.
43%, nearly half.
That is great.
About a third of them will be held.
God, I'm so glad I'm in my goddamn living room. I swear to God I am.
About a third of the parties will be held in the office. Only a third of them will be held in the evening, and at least 20% of them will not serve alcohol.
And 10% of them are going to be ice cream socials.
6% of them will result with someone making out with Miss Bobby.
Only 6%?
Only 6% this year.
Now, no one remembers her. No one knows
that. But it was for your benefit.
Miss Bobby. A lady. Oh, God. A lady we used to work with at WJFK.
That's a lady with a capital L.
She was very difficult throughout the majority of the year.
What do you want? Yeah.
And then, for some reason, Christmas was a magical time.
It was.
She enjoyed the Christmas party.
She did. She was all smiles.
Giving everybody a little peck on the cheek or perhaps in the open mouth.
The last minute. Turn of the head.
Right.
And only about a third of the companies are letting employees bring their spouses or kids. So the employees are bitter.
Don't text when you come in here. That's the guest seat. That's the special seat. You don't text when I'm on the air. My God almighty.
What do you think we are?
Are we in a Denny's here, for Christ's sake? We're doing a show.
He wasn't texting. He was writing down notes about Ms. Bobby. Possible client.
Michael, you text all you want. I don't give a rat's ass. I just like to... I'm just creating material everywhere right. I can see it. Everywhere I find it.
The Grinch may be stealing your tax refund. The IRS says tax refund thefts are increasing at an alarming rate and that the thieves are getting away with it. Tax fraud is up 62% over last year, with nearly 642,000 cases reported. The crooks get your Social Security number and then file your return before you have a chance.
That sucks.
They have it mailed to their own address or deposited in their own accounts, and then you find out your money's already been refunded. Banks are actually trying to help fight this. They've turned in suspicious cases so far, totaling $757 million, but the IRS says that's only a fraction of what's getting stolen.
Wow.
My brother-in-law got hit. It's flu season. It just started.
All right!
Just started last week, and it looks like a bad one. The good news here is this year's vaccine does match this year's strain.
And that's guesswork, largely, isn't it?
It is. It's a luck of the draw, and then it worked out for us.
See, they
year.
Send mixed signals, though. I think this is a completely manufactured hype machine story, because they're talking, especially on the East Coast, they're talking about, well, because, you know, this time of year when it's cold and dry, well, hello, it's 64 degrees today, so the conditions
and humid.
The conditions today do not warrant a spread of the flu.
But cases actually began to spike last week, so it took a very sudden and dramatic upswing that it doesn't normally take.
I don't agree.
And that's why they're
funny.
Putting that out there.
You don't look fluish.
A very small percentage of people get vaccinated, and the latest discovery is that it can actually help prevent heart attack.
Really?
Get a flu shot.
Oh, wow.
Amazing but true.
It's the only thing keeping me alive, Mike.
However,
well, I think that's pretty, if it does that,
it's too late for him, but not for you.
The bad thing is right before he passed away, he complained of nausea.
But I've fallen, and I can't get up.
You know who you sound a little like? It's Carm Soprano.
Carm.
My handsome man. How dare you? Shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
All right, go
but
ahead.
That runny nose could be your brain leaking out.
Oh.
An Arizona woman is lucky to be alive after doctors figured out that her runny nose was due to a leak in her brain cavity. Granted, this is extremely rare.
Name was Carrie Spiewak.
Only about one in 100,000 people is likely to get it, but that hole in your head can let infection in as well as letting cerebral spinal fluid leak out. The woman's brain had to be lifted out of the way so the hole underneath it could be patched.
We knew there was a problem when Aunt Gwendolyn at Thanksgiving said, pass the biscuit.
Her mental faculties were fine. Doctors thought it was allergies, but she actually, her nose ran so profusely because your body constantly produces this fluid that she would stuff tissue up her nose just to prevent it from running out.
Meanwhile, her brain's unraveling like the string on the top of a bag of dog food.
It's so nice to have all of you here for Thanksgiving dinner. I really am glad. I hope we can have the same group here next year. In just a second, I'm going, wait a minute.
More Rocky Road, Aunt Gwendolyn?
Rocky Road?
That's not gravy. Do you trust Congress to avoid the fiscal cliff? Do you trust Congress to do anything?
No.
A new Gallup poll lists 22 professions, and being in Congress ranked 21st among the trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Only car salesmen did worse. Nearly three-fourths of us trust pharmacists and doctors. We are not so sure, however, about lawyers, insurance people, HMO folk, or journalists.
Hear about that, Holstein lawyers?
Do you trust your druggist?
I don't even know
Mr. Gower.
Really? Yeah, nobody has a druggist. Nobody has a pharmacist anymore. We go to the CVS or the Walgreens.
Well, that's
or the
your
Rite
pharmacist.
Aid. Yeah,
that's
but I mean, it's not like I know my guy.
Oh, certainly, you've got enough places to choose from around here.
Buzz, you do because you're older.
That's right. Yeah, we're on a first name basis. Yes.
Meanwhile, Buzz's guy's in the back with a mortar and pestle making aspirin.
You know, seriously, where I live, I mean, there are so many different ones.
The historic drugstore district.
The historic drugstore district. That's why I couldn't tell. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
Understood. Mm-hmm. New age. There are now two plans on the table for avoiding that fiscal cliff. One from each party.
They're both crap, and they're not going to agree on it, so they're meaningless.
Well, you know, but the thing you have to remember is there's the public chest pounding, and then there's the negotiation that we don't hear about that goes on behind closed doors.
Ow.
Anyway, the fact that we now have two proposals is encouraging. It means there's a compromise somewhere between them, even if the public chest pounding would make us think there isn't.
No, there's not.
You have no hope whatsoever.
No, I mean, I don't. I mean,
you don't think that some of this is just posturing, bravado?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. They don't like each other. No, they hate each other. They want each other to die.
Wow.
That's what they want.
And they don't trust their grocer.
Right. That should have been the top story then.
Druggist.
Anyway, the Republican plan came out yesterday. It was immediately rejected by the White House, just as congressional Republicans had immediately rejected the president's plan. White House says the Republican plan is a non-starter, not only because it doesn't raise taxes on the rich, but because it actually lowers taxes for the rich.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Less than 4 weeks remain before
And that's what the Republicans said about the White House offer.
Right.
Exactly. Same thing. It's a non-starter. So what does that leave you with? Nothing.
Stalemate.
Publicly, right. at least. Syria is showing signs that it's preparing to use chemical weapons against its own people to try to squelch the civil war
time
there.
Time to scramble the jets, boys.
But President Obama yesterday warned Syria that it would bring down the force of the U.S. military to do that. Other countries, including Jordan and Russia, are also advising Syria to back away from its chemical weapons options.
No gag here. I do have the tape of Obama warning. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, this is him to the president of Syria.
I want to make it absolutely clear to Assad and those under his command, the world is watching.
Yeah.
The use of chemical weapons is and would be totally unacceptable. And if you make the tragic mistake of using these weapons, there will be consequences and you will be held accountable.
Yeah, they're on the, the rebels are on the outside of Damascus.
Oh, right.
Okay, it's Barack Obama.
Make a wish.
All right, thank you. That's it. All right, they're on the outskirts of Damascus, and the speculation is that the regime, Assad's regime, is getting completely desperate. And you know, they've killed so many of their people.
Right.
Why would they stop with, if they had chemical weapons?
Scorched earth policy.
To be clear, it's not Damascus in Maryland, right?
No.
No. I just want to be clear.
It's the rebels are on the outskirts of Olney.
Now I'm worried.
You know, it's funny. I thought of you over the weekend, Oscar, because there was a news story, and I had the television on mute, and I was watching local news on in the background, and they had a graphic that said, teen busted for underage drinking party in Olney.
Shocking.
I'm like, that could have been a headline for you.
Yeah, well, the better headline would have been teen found in bush.
Iran says it shot down one of our drones. The U.S. Navy says all of its drones are accounted for, but it says it could still be a CIA drone or one from another country. AARP is about all kinds of social security. The seniors lobbying group now has set up a dating site for the over 50 crowd.
Nice.
And finally, Russians Got Talent. Russians Got Talent, the live broadcast of Super Talent in the Soviet, former Soviet Union.
It's my favorite show.
Super Talent.
Super Talent, the live broadcast, it went badly this week.
Oh, no.
First, a singer choked on the glitter that floated by in clouds of dry ice.
Well, you know, there's nothing worse than Russian glitter.
That'd be a nasty choke if you got, glitter in your throat. Ugh.
And then a couple of guys on the show with a car-smashing act accidentally set the fire on stage.
Good act.
Russians Got Talent. I'm Buzz
Set
Burbank.
The fire on stage?
Set the fire on stage.
The stage on fire?
Yes.
You said set the fire on stage.
I better go see my pharmacist.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Buzz. That made me get all squirrely.
I was like, did I just hear that?
Our show is brought to you by SodaStream. It's the ultimate gift holiday.
Stream soda.
Sorry.
Buy stream soda. Ask for it, name buy.
SodaStream is the new way to enjoy great-tasting soda made fresh at home in less than 30 seconds. SodaStream turns water into fizzy soda in seconds without the lugging, storing, disposing of bottles and cans. And a handsome new SodaStream source comes with a lighted carbonation indicator for the perfect fizz every time.
Mm.
Fill the bottle with water, snap it into the machine, push the button, and add your choice of favorite flavors without aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup at about, and this is the best part, 25 cents a can.
Cheap.
Choose your style and color at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, or visit SodaStream.com. SodaStream, smart, simple soda. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, everybody.
F you, Wegmans.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, good.
butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book, a reading rainbow.